1987, nobody cared about this tape. Zero had, zero luck. There were lots of rejections of those original demos. Some say as many as 50 rejections. In the end, Wakefield got bored and left to become the manager of a band called Taproot. Now, it was really discouraging, but it wasn't exactly a waste. Zero had made contact with Jeff Blue, a vice president at a label called Zomba. In March 1999, he suggested that Zero talk to an Arizona kid named Chester just to see what might happen. Now, at first glance, Chester Bennington didn't seem to be much of a catch. He was from a broken home and spent the money he made at Burger King on coke and crystal meth. The only thing that really kept him going was the dream of being a rock star. Although his heroes were Scott Weiland of the Stone Temple Pilots and Dave Gahn of Depeche Mode. Not exactly guys whose lifestyle should be emulated. While still in Phoenix, Chester became the singer of a band called Gray Days. But there were disagreements, and Chester decided to move to Los Angeles, which is where the connection with Zero happened. So the guys in Zero sent Chester some demos. One tape featured Mark Wakefield's original vocals. The other featured just instrumentals. "Do your thing," were the instructions. Chester wrote some new lyrics, recorded his vocals, and sent everything back. And that sealed it. Chester passed the audition. The group changed their name to Hybrid Theory and began to work on new stuff.